next week, really. And today is the beginning of the People's Parliament that we said that we would put together for people to come in and express their views. Okay, one of my guests is here, Kelvin. He should walk in any minute from now, I hope, because last I spoke to him, he was just about parking. You know the way traffic is around in this neighborhood. Okay, so we will do that. We will have Kelvin and other ladies today. Tomorrow, I think we will do Diabomi, because there's a pressure. We need, because of all these cash crises and things, we need something to cool us down. On Thursday, that's after Diabomi, we will have Stephen Agbaje. Okay? We'll have Stephen Agbaje and two others. But on Friday, we'll have Ike Oji, Alamotu Adijo also. Jesu Lokweye came last Friday. Ojun Kowaba, I was in so much of a hurry. I said, no, Jesu Lokweye is next Friday. We said, I said, okay. And Dayo Ademowo. Okay, so Kelvin and two other ladies would join us any minute from now. And that's what we'll be doing. So next week is D-Day, and all what we've been talking about, all the analysis, all the predictions, and so on and so forth, will dovetail into the election on Saturday. To the extent that I think by this time, Tuesday, upper week, what we'll be doing on this program will be discussing the elections and the results. I hope you all enjoyed Angela Ajetumobi, you know, on Saturday. Did a fantastic first-class analysis of what's going on. If you want to watch a repeat, you can try YouTube. If you go on YouTube, you'll be able to just type in the discourse with Jimmy Jisoo, and bingo, you'll see, you know, with Angela, and get a full idea of what she said. And somewhere along the line, we'll be taking your comments too, those of you who are in the comfort of your homes and didn't want to bother to come to the studio. Somebody was demanding that, we should call Pao Kunai. I said, no, you don't need an astrologer every time. You know, there's so much tension in the air. Also, I need to let people understand certain things. First and foremost, I'm an individual. I have my own preferences. My Facebook page is not tied to my job. Okay? It's not a daily digest page. It's my job. So, one, I'm entitled to promote anybody that I want. But two, when I post things as a newsman, I'm posting it there for information. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm doing this to quote unquote assist anybody, or I'm trying to promote anybody. No, that's not what it is. Sometimes I put it there for you to see. And so for those who say that he doesn't like our candidate, yes, sometimes I don't like your candidate. There's nothing anybody can do about it. I'm entitled to like people or not to like them. I mean, so that's neither here nor there. He's biased. Of course, I'm biased when it comes to on my job. I try and keep as much balance as I can. But when it comes to my personal life, yes, I am biased. I'm a human being. And you can only insult me once. After that, I block you. You can go, you know, throw the insults when I'm not there. People need to grow up. You need to mature. It's not going to help your candidate for you to abuse everybody inside. Indeed, it's a bad reflection on you as a person. Even but the level of maturity people should be today, I have never abused anybody back. Just move away, you know, and show some decency and maturity. But all these funny things, maybe you're brainless. Or some people will keep saying, I don't listen to him again. If everybody listens to me, the radio station itself would crash. Okay, so here comes Kelvin. Kelvin, how now?
Yes, sir.
What happened? How come you're getting here late?
Traffic now. You know your Lagos now.
My Lagos. No, we're not.
Lagos.
Just for the records, when did you leave Sule?
I actually left around past 7, like
Yeah, and it's a stretch that should take just about 10, 15
7, 20
minutes.
Or thereabout.
Where did you go through? Third Mainland Bridge?
No, Third Mainland Bridge. Okay. If I get the top, pass through Third Mainland Bridge, I won't get here by now.
You went through Ijora?
I went to Ijora now.
Okay, that's better. I usually go through Third Mainland Bridge. But there. Anyway, how are you? Let's get down to business. I hope your phone is off.
Yeah, my phone is off.
Yeah. So, what's the scenario you're looking at now in the policy? What's your assessment of where we are? And ironically, you know, people concentrate all the time on the presidency as if we don't have governorship elections. So we'll take the presidency first and take governorship next. And so let me hear you, you know, express your views.
Well, the situation right now is quite dicey.
Yes.
A lot of people are, you know, a lot of people are not really encouraged. There's hopelessness in the land and the despondency. And a lot of people are just looking for a way out. They just want to hang on to something that will take them out of the mess we are. So for me, the focus has been on the presidency. Quite, you know, understandably so, because of the thought force that has joining in the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first time we are going to see a man that is not the usual people that is coming into the race. And even though he has been in government before, understand? So, but at least he's not the regular ones that we know. That comes every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
To contest. So a lot of people are, you know, hanging on that, that maybe they will have a remedy through this third force that has just come into place. So, and I think when this third force came into place, that made a lot of people, it ignited hope in some a lot of people. Those that have not got their PVC, that do not believe in the electoral process and all that, all of them started getting involved. So the atmosphere is tensed because right now this third force gentleman that has come into the race has made a lot of people have divided decisions. So a lot of people mind that a bit distorted. And even though the two major people that we know have the people, so to say, or the structure, as they used to say, this third force is going to cause a lot of division. What I mean division is that it's going to take in a lot of chunk from the regular votes that we used to have from the two major political parties. And this time around, the president is not contesting, it's not on the ballot.
Yeah.
So anybody that is thinking that this third force is just a wish away, I think you should think twice. But he's coming into the race, reignited hope in a lot of people.
Okay, that was a very good propaganda speech. But getting down to specifics now, I think we must agree that in terms of visibility, Ashwaju is number one in terms of visibility. I don't know if that helps. Now, when you say visibility, you are not saying good or bad, but they tell you that in politics, visibility is visibility anyway.
Mm.
It's probably the most talked about. Good or bad, do you think that would help his chances?
I think his party is fragmented.
Yes.
And that fragmentation is going to do a lot of damage to his campaign, as it is already, and to his person as a candidate himself. The leader of his party is not helping him in this situation. Because I've never heard before in all the political years of this country that a leader of a party will be let me use the word, is it forced or be compelled to join in a campaign of his own party. And after joining, you're not given conditions of how many places you will go to. So
he's busy. He has work to do.
Was he not busy in 2019?
Okay.
Was he not busy in 2019? You see, but I'm not surprised with all what is happening, because in 2019, this same leader of the party said in some states that he went to campaign that you can vote for me as president, but for governorship, vote for anybody you like. He said that the numbers are there now.
Was that how he put it?
Well, I don't know which better way I can put it, but that's what, you know, he was trying to put across. It was clear what happened in Ogun State in 2019.
Yes.
That he didn't had any preferred candidate in Ogun State.
The governorship.
Yes, the governorship. He didn't have any preferred candidate. He just said, vote for who you want, but vote for me, and he left. So I'm not too surprised when people are saying that he's reluctant and all that.
Does that affect the... Does that affect the boost chances?
Of course, it will affect, of course.
Yes.
It's affecting already. Except the spokesperson doesn't want to see it like that, but it's already affecting.
But did you hear this morning what El Rufai said? That he has lost faith in the leadership behind the president. Of course, he was just playing with words.
El Rufai, His Excellency, is being economical with the truth. He's playing he's being behind the gallery. He's not being sincere with his this thing, because who is the person around the president? The president exactly. Is the commander in chief.
The president is the president.
So who again is he talking about? So let him talk to the president. That if he wants to address the president, let him address the president and let's know that you're talking to the president. Even this CBN policy we are all going through now. Nobody, yes. Everybody seems to shy away from the president. Who said?
He claimed ownership.
Everybody's been there. You come out and talk to the president.
You know, sue the president.
If they can.
Okay, we have joining us Ire Culture, is that?
Yes, good morning.
Your surname is Culture.
Pretty much.
What is your surname? Which is pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, full name is Ire Oluwarotimi, then Culture.
Oh, your culture is like...
Yes.
Are you into fashion or something?
No, presenter.
Oh, radio presenter. Ah, okay. You look like a fashionista. I like what you're wearing.
Thank you.
So you, I'm sure. Okay, you joined us at a late minute, but I'm sure you know we are talking about the current political situation.
Yes.
And the elections next week. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about the preparation as we speak towards the elections, from the campaigns and whatever? What kind of feel do you get?
Honestly, I am tensed.
You're tensed.
I am
tense.
That makes
two of us. We should be in the same camp. Are you tense?
I'm not tense too.
Thank God. So, don't you.
I
it will come and go.
Yeah, as much as it will come and go, everybody is waiting. And not only Nigeria is waiting. The whole world wants to see who is going to emerge as president, because it actually determines the next 8 years of this country. Mm. And adding 8 years to my age, I know how old I will be by then. And
wow. How old will you be?
Well, I'll be.
You started it.
You started 29. This? I'll be 29 by then.
By then.
But okay. I mean, that's a whole lot. I
so you are. I didn't know whether this papa, whether I could call him youth. It's youthful. So I don't know. But you are a youth.
Yes.
So, and this must be the first time you are voting.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's driving you? You got a PVC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the thing is, if we look at a few years back. Although I was younger, but I was still conscious. I knew what was going on.
Mm.
I don't think I've seen any election whereby we have all been interested.
Yes.
Both the young and the old, everybody is involved in this one.
Mm.
And I think I'll still have to refer back to the ENTAS period. That was a very big revolution for everybody. Okay? Mm. And both the youth was affected. I lost a friend during the ENTAS protest.
Oh, nice. He or she?
A he.
The
guy who tweeted, Nigeria will not end me. So it shook a whole lot of people. And it was at then that I think at that time I knew that, oh, we actually do have power. The ENTAS protest made us understand that you actually do have rights. And definitely, and we saw how it did shake the government. So I think that was one of the things that actually pushed us. And Nigeria is a beautiful country.
Are you
with
going
amazing
to shake the
people.
Election? Or do you think it will be business as usual?
I hope it will not be business as usual. And I believe it will not be business as usual.
Mm.
But we pray it won't be.
But part of my apprehension is that I'd like a change.
Yes.
I mean, for God's sake, have no apologies for saying that I'd love a change.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, if you've been doing something for about 20-something years and this is where we are now, I think it's just common sense that we'd want to try something else.
Of course.
And I have no apologies for that. But the problem what bothers me, because... I have the same concerns that you have, okay? I mean, obviously, I have kids and so I have grandchildren. So, is that, do you think young people will turn out on that day? Do you get the sense that, apart from tweeting and so forth, that on that day, gone?
Yeah.
Do you think they will turn
out? I believe so.
You believe so?
I believe so. So, if before the entire rally and everything, I would have said, I'm not sure. But I have seen the energy people put into these things. Even personally, I know some people who are like, it's a do or die affair. All of us die here. basically, because Nigeria just must be better. So I believe people are ready to come out and vote, basically. Mm. But honestly, I do have a concern.
Yes, what's the concern?
Security concern.
Yeah, you're picking my brain.
I have that concern.
That was what I was going to say. Where I was going to put it is that there's quite a lot of violence going around.
A lot.
To the point that even I, all because I talk on radio, I keep looking over my shoulder these days.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure whether the kurube that I have in my pocket will make the bullet fly. But there are concerns about security. And what appears to be the strategy of the older ones is to scare away young people from coming out on that day. What do you think might happen? Do you think they'll be scared?
Who doesn't want to run for their lives? But I just
so it could be back to business as usual.
It might be, but we hope not. Actually, I don't want to call it a war, but it's a fight.
Do you get a sense that young people might want to resist these people? The irony, though, is that those who perpetrate this violence also are directly involved. Are also young people.
Also young people.
And so you ask yourself, hey, you know, doesn't it bother you that you'd find somebody who should be involved in doing something productive being used as a thug with knives and whatever,
cutlasses and axes? Uncle Jimmy, we are young, but not all of us are thinking the same way.
I know.
Some people are just being selfish. Some, I'm sorry, but we are grown, but not everybody's mature.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay? Not everybody's so educated. Not everybody even sees a reason to want to even participate in this election. They don't even want to be... They don't even understand... I don't even know how to explain. Sometimes you have to see Shege to give you common sense.
What does Shege mean now? I know what it means, but I have to throw you under the bus.
Some people don't believe that they've suffered enough. Uncle Jimmy, if today my area, if they bring lights, we already know how we calculate it. When you ask, they don't bring lights. What time do they bring lights? We're all calculating in the next 2 days. And we see it as normal.
Yeah,
but the day that they bring light all through, we are scared. Please go and put off my freezer. I don't know what is going to happen. So I feel like we've begin to normalize things that are actually abnormal. And until people actually get to the point where we are pinching off, this Naira scarcity, I think it was another awakening. I do not support it.
Oh, really?
But it was a serious pinch. Like, imagine me not being able to hold cash. I have to...
What? You have your ATM card, so...
But it's not... I can't even use it. Except I want to go to the POS. It's going to actually take my life savings.
What is life savings? You have money now. Look at... Cash, madam. Look at... No. Top to bottom. Like Baba would say. Top to bottom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, okay, it's 9:22. We'll soon take a break at 9:25. Am I right? Before we... Let me tell you that we'll allow as many people to call in as possible. Now, let me give you a tip. When you call, just mention your name and just say what you want to say. Don't say good morning to everybody in the house. You know, you spend so much time with that. And spend another half a minute saying, oh, I want to talk about this. Just your name and off you go. Okay? So I still have... Let me sneak in one call now. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jim.
Morning, Pastor Ladipo from Orile Gomu.
Thank you, sir.
You are coming on Thursday, oh?
I know. Okay. I know, sir.
All right.
Okay, my take, Uncle Jimmy, is this. I believe the youth are ready. This time around, very much ready. But my fear, like the lady said, is the security.
Yes.
You see, when we have people who are members of PCC make some inflammatory statements, and you wonder if these are politicians, they don't understand that everywhere is tense. So the security agencies should not allow themselves to be pocketed. They should do the needful and not harass people because Oruyabo, Oshorenko. Thank you, sir.
Kevin will help to translate that one because Kevin don't become Lagos boy now. Were you born here, by the way, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Don't look at me bad.
You know that you didn't ask me.
I didn't know. I didn't know where you were born. I wasn't there when you were born.
Heaven go fall. Not be on top of one person.
Not be on top of one person. Okay, before heaven falls here, let's take a short break, okay? We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. in this election coming up? What are your feelings towards the elections coming up next week? Not necessarily who you support or anything, but just the general feelings. Yes.
Literally, let me say happy Valentine to everybody today.
Okay.
And to me, it's about democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, thank God, we have opportunity to speak again. And there's a lot of hope that our votes this time will count.
What gives you that hope?
Well, talk about the amendments to the...
Okay, you probably will be coming up with... I have to speed you up, sir, because all time is not our friend.
I know.
You'll probably be talking of the beavers and all other things that were
Yes.
But where my hope got dampened was the report coming from Oshun, where people were allowed to vote without beavers. So, and the one thing you don't want, Kelvin and Ire, is you don't want this election to have to go to tribunal to be resolved. I don't think Nigeria can handle that. A rerun maybe, but better not. But a clear win would do us better than then having to go through the court, go to appeal court, and then go to the Supreme Court to determine the presidency of the country.
I don't see the election not going to the tribunal.
Oh, really? Whether we like it or
whether
not?
Whether we like it or not.
I agree with you.
That is who we are.
I don't.
We cannot change who we are.
The politics is changing now, and the contest is real. And I want to tell you, the third force, and even the fourth force, they are going to make a great change.
Okay, so if I may ask you, the third and fourth force, who are they?
Well, I will say...
Let me even start. Who is the first force?
In fact, the first force in this situation is not evenly declared. Nobody can say this is it.
Okay, so it's a cabal, an unnamed cabal. Is the first force?
Call it.
Who is the second force?
The same second force is not clear.
Okay, who is the third force?
The third force is very clear.
And that is
Obi, Peter.
Obi's movement, fine. Who is the fourth force?
Kwakwanso.
Kwakwanso.
Yeah.
Do you agree with what you just said?
I beg to differ.
No, let me...
Well, the key player in this election that has reignited hope in the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that gentleman that just came into the race?
Yes.
From the Labour Party.
Yeah.
Whether I would like it or not, some people say it does not have structure. I understand that he does not have a lot of political structures across the country. But he's coming into the race. He reignited a lot of hopes. And people that were completely, hopeless, suddenly find hope in this gentleman. I said, now we are going to get it right. Whether he's going to there will be a rerun or a complete victory
for him,
that's a story for another day.
So for him,
yes.
What do you think? You said you disagree.
Oh, I disagreed with him, but I kind of agree with him. So you asked me a question. That
so 1-1, Ojoro Council.
Just tell me if you agree with Kelvin. I would like you to be hearing my name.
So I have the video. I have the last vote.
Mm-hmm.
So let me hear your own view.
You asked a question much earlier, saying that what actually reignited? What's actually making us want to vote?
He spoke about the first force.
Yes, I'm getting there. So that is one reason why people are now even interested. We saw a reason to want to vote. Before they'll say just pick between the lesser evil or just, and they are the same, just vote for anybody. But this time around, it seems like we are seeing something totally different.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, before during elections, we'll see that they are giving somebody corn by the roadside, or they are helping
someone.
They
go to market to eat corn.
Or they are clearing the gutters. But this time around, they are doing town hall meetings. They are trying to address people in school. So the bar has been raised.
Except that they have not acknowledged Uncle Jimmy's call.
Yes. So the bar has been raised. The standard has been raised. So if that person can actually raise the standard, why would that person not even be the first force?
Yes, but let me add this to what you said. At the end of the day, the question is that what do we want as a people?
Exactly.
That is key. Because it is clear that poverty has been weaponized against us. And this issue of money or no money, whether we like it or not, politicians will still pay for elections.
Yes.
You think you don't have a way to do it? If CBN, let them see the whole money. Politicians have their way. Some of them are. Some of them have.
Do you think some of them might be printing currency?
I don't know. Somebody, Buba Gadima said.
They don't need to print currency.
Buba Gadima said somebody has 20-something
billion.
20 billion,
yeah.
So we don't know. But it now depends on what we want. I have a problem with the Nigerian people. A lot of, not all, some people. Hmm. Some people, they don't really know what they want. They want you to think for them.
Yes.
They want you to talk for them. You say I vote wisely. What are you telling me to do? Won't you think? Won't you think? There are some things we cannot do on air. There are some things I cannot tell you on air.
The nature of human being is lazy.
Yes. Mm.
An average man, if you put him in a room, he will sleep, eat, and sleep. Is it Libya that we are suffering today? They were most lazy. They wake up, they sleep, they eat. I have a friend there. It's foreigners that work in their country.
Yeah.
You understand? So, an average man, if you say man, put him in the house, put a woman, and that's all.
Ah, you have to add woman. trust Nigerian man. Okay, let's find out what our people are thinking. Okay, let me pick this call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
This is Lucky Lola from Maburu.
Okay, please go on.
I tell you, this election is going to be the most interesting and shocking election ever.
Yes.
Because the third force that we, the youth, are clamoring for, have come to say whether people like it or not. Uncle Jimmy, you can tell a right con from its look, but we all cannot be on the same page when it comes to issue, affecting the country. You can tell a right con.
Corn has come into this thing again.
I'm telling you. How could you be? Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay. I wish somebody would mention something like corn. It's not my fault. Can I pick another call? Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
This is Nena.
Morning, Madam Nena.
You see, I think we should stop talking about violence and people will be violent and all that. See, nobody has monopoly of peace and violence.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody should put fear into people not to come out. When I receive such messages, I don't forward. I always tell them, don't do their dirty work for them.
Good.
So we should just downplay that violence aspect. Do you understand?
Yes.
People are going to be ready for them. And they're all cowards. They drug them to do whatever they want. People are sane enough to do whatever is right. They should have it. And people should not come on air to say violent, violent. No. We've gone past that. They saw sane children, sane youths perform at the toll gate. Good morning.
Morning.
I agree with her.
You agree with her?
Yeah, I agree with her. We should not let that to dampen the hopes of the people.
People should
come out on election day and vote.
Come
out and cast a vote.
But
don't buy that issue of there will be violence where once you go.
No, that's not the
election that has just be free that without any violence in this country. I don't think so.
June 12th.
Well, okay, June 12th. Maybe yeah. June 12th.
Mm.
You know, but at that time, all we wanted was for the military to go.
Yes.
That was the major goal. Nobody was interested in your religion or ethnicity.
Let me ask you then, talking about this June 12th, it sparked something in my head.
Okay.
Do you think if we had stuck to the two parties Babangida set up, we'd be in a better position?
Well, it could have made it.
And if we kept option A4?
Yes. It would have been beautiful.
Do you think so?
Well, it could have been, two-party system could have been beautiful anyway. It couldn't have, made the ballot look so big and, it could have been more understandable. Wow. But I think the military then set it up for a reason. Yes. I think for me, Chief Ghanai Fahmy went to court because of this, that there should be multi-party, we should have a multi-party system. And he took the federal government and I think neck to cut them.
So what you're saying, let me now ask him, this democracy really, is it working for us? This election has taken the Lord out of everybody. There's so much tension, there's so much money being thrown around.
It cannot take what the military took away from us. I, on my own, still think we are still nascent in democracy. Well, a 21-year-old boy is a grown-up.
I sometimes don't like that narrative.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Yeah, but when we keep saying that our democracy is young,
yeah,
there are other countries that are younger than us that are doing okay.
Unfortunately, yes. I used to say we were spoon-fed.
Okay.
And even our latest democracy is a creation of some people.
Mm-hmm.
I will refer you to the PG and I contract about the oil area. Now you see that Nigeria, as we are, even us, not showing us. And I personally, I'm in my 60s. I think, like I said, thank God for democracy.
Yes.
If what happened in Jonathan's time is an issue, and there's this guy, Sule Lemu. He did a note on a radio, on a radio in Abuja. He said, as long as human being dies, there will be freedom at last.
Okay, let me ask you,
Ire,
do you think that, what effect do you think that the division in the ruling party will have on the outcome of the elections? Definitely, if you still have, as at this morning, El-Rufai accusing some people of being a cabal, not wanting Asuaju's victory or whatever it is. Do you think everybody's going to be benefiting from that?
Yes, I don't think so. Let me speak from the aspect of a Nigerian who doesn't really know much of
about
what is
going on.
So, you know, the media has a very big role to play. So
yeah,
it's what we hear from each other. Yeah. It's what we see on TV and then this is what somebody said that somebody said somebody said. Because the truth is, the whole cabal thing, we've been hearing it. I have been hearing it. But I can't pinpoint who, where, or what really is this cabal. So sometimes I'd rather not even give myself that headache at all.
Okay, look, Calvin, she talks about the media. Mm. And do you think that the organized media have been that reliable? You know,
the conventional media.
The conventional media in carrying out their duties. Do you think that because let's be honest with you, a lot of what you see is tainted.
Yes.
Half of it is outright propaganda. I know, it's my business. You know, part of it is outright propaganda. A lot of money is changing hands in the media. We are going to tell ourselves some truths.
Yes.
I don't shy away from doing that. So the media is no longer playing its role, generally.
Uncle Jimmy,
do you agree?
Some of these politicians even own this media.
Oh yes, definitely.
But I must commend the media. You know, somebody came here to this studio. I don't know whether it was on phone or he was there live, and downgraded the media, the role of the media.
Okay.
And it was
on phone.
Yeah, and it was not trying to tweak the narrative. I was just listening to him. I was just laughing.
No, beautiful, Uncle Jimmy.
Understand?
Please.
So, sorry, let me just make this point.
Let me finish, please.
The media, this democracy we are enjoying today, if at all there's democracy, it is the media
that is the role,
the key major role
today.
The role that played today, of course, you know, the politicians came into the space,
yes,
and Pastor Stadi, like she said, some of the politicians own media homes.
Good,
what do you expect?
It still boils down to what I'm saying, that currently. Is the media up to scratch in these things? You still find a lot of planted stories, a lot of opinions that are twisted. I mean, you read some opinions, it defies logic. Maybe because I'm inside, I know the way these things.
We know what you are saying.
Yes.
But the truth remains that the media is an instrument.
Yes.
To whoso wants to benefit of it.
Okay.
Now, if you remember very well, when we were fighting the military, the media was there.
Yes.
And everybody was there building one thing. I want to say that I personally am very happy to what even the social media is doing, apart from the conventional media.
Yeah.
They are doing great things. Like some 30, 40 years, he knows me. There are things we are seeing now, and we are saying, what is happening? Is the world changing? Sir, the world has not changed.
Okay, please, for correction, I hope nobody thinks that I'm chastising the whole conventional media.
Yes. No.
No, no, no. So let's get that very, very clear. That is not the whole before my comrades go up in arms. I'm just saying that you need to regard the authority that the media had before has been eroded by these politicians.
Yeah.
Where you would say, for example, I heard it on radio and I read it in the papers.
Let me just say this. You see, we all have a role to play. I said something here when I called in the right day. I said we have to create an atmosphere, a system that will not produce politicians, that will produce leaders. If we can create that atmosphere, that system, then some of these politicians will retire naturally. How can we do that? We have had about 10 conferences, if I can count it, since the inception of this country
National
as Nigeria.
Conference.
Yes. The last one we had was one organized by President Goodluck Jonathan. It has about 600 recommendations of how to run a country. What have we done with those documents? I'm sure those documents are gathering dust somewhere. We neglected them, and this was a conference we spent billions.
Billions, yeah.
There are ways, I've said that with this process, we can create our own type of democracy. We must not copy American style of democracy, where you have politicians across everywhere. Then all they do, because politicians, all they know to do is to organize elections every 4 years, they call final elections.
Yeah.
The great about Mayor Olowo that I love so much, that we used to talk about in the parliament, me and he was some years back. although he played politics because of he had to play the politics, but he was a leader that thought about the next generation. And that is why some of the people that are enjoying what he did to today. So let us create a system that will fizzle out all these politicians. Once we do that, we'll begin to produce leaders. Don't ever think, like somebody said, that any politician will be a good leader. It cannot work in this kind of present system we are.
No, you can't. You can't.
Well,
even where we thought that somebody was not a thoroughbred politician, the man fall her hand last.
Yes, now. Go on now. Omalule.
Fall her hand.
Omalule.
Let me pick another call, please.
Oh, now. Omalule.
Fall her hand.
Omalule.
Let me pick another call. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Paul, calling from Ebeda.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Yeah. The coming election, there will be no violence.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, there will be none, because Nigerians have suffered enough. And I wouldn't support the media promoting or singing the war songs or predicting there will be violence, because that is going to restrict many people from coming out. With experience of economic hardship, insecurity, lack of money that we are facing today, lack of fuel, lack of employment. My own company have retrenched about 13 workers. They have no job right now as I'm talking to you. My transport business that I set up has collapsed. So I don't think that any average Nigerian would be interested in violence. And on 25th, we are coming out to vote. For a long time, I have not voted, but this time, I'm going to vote, and every member of my household, including my workers, are coming out to vote.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your contribution. We will have to go any minute from now. Kelvin, on the final note, do you, like they do when you have all these footballers, they usually predict results?
No, I don't want to put this. I want to talk to Nigerians.
Are you game on that?
One of the greatest problems we have as Nigerians is, you know, we have identity crisis. We are suffering that. We are facing debt crisis. We are facing economic crisis. Our hospitals are not palatable. We are facing that crisis too. But one of the greatest crises you are going to face, and that will haunt you for the next 4 or 8 years, whichever way, is if you have memory crisis. And forget about all you have suffered in these few months.
True.
Okay.
If you have that, don't suffer then problem.
Yes, okay. What's your... Do you want to predict in the first instance?
Predict? No, I won't predict.
You won't predict.
But I tell everybody, come out. Okay. Let's do it again.
You, Ire.
If my senior ones will not predict...
Do you want to bet? No. I can predict, so I'm looking for somebody to bet with. But the price is very high.
It's very high, that is.
Okay, so
the only thing I can say is God help us.
God help us. Okay, let's take two more calls. Let's take two more calls, then we have to go. Okay? Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Chris.
Like I always said, you know that my saying. Enough, Kelvin said something. Mm-hmm. How come we don't want to mention him? About that guy who did something in the media. You know, they fined some media $2 million the other day.
Yes.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, go on.
Yeah, some people, we should call their name. But that one who said he lost trust in the leadership of whatever, mention their name. I always tell you about that crocodile. Let's butcher it in the public. That's always thank Madam Angela, who was butchering the crocodile in the public the other day. So enough of us, no violence. We should defend our vote. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
All right. And let me tell you, last caller for today would be, hello, good morning. Hello. Hello? Let's take this one, okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Who is this? Uche?
My name is Uche, Uncle Jimmy.
From Ikeja. Lie.
From UK. You
don't jump. You don't run, Uche.
You have to focus.
Okay, let me look for your trouble again.
Okay. Go on, Uche, please, quickly.
Uncle Jimmy, you see, I've listened to what some of your analysts in the house have said, and the last time I called, I made a statement. You see, I understand, and I'm not saying you guys, you know, in the media should come out and say openly, vote for a particular candidate. But you see, like I maintain, and like I've always told people, the situation we find ourselves now is such that we should begin to be specific. Uncle Jimmy, you know the reason? You see, if we continue to say vote wisely, guess what? The wisdom of the unenlightened mind of those who are not exposed, who are easily manipulated, and who these politicians use, if we allow them, their actions and inactions may get the rest of us into a deeper mess. That's why we should begin to re-engineer and give people a new mindset.
Okay, we have a fair idea. Okay, thank you very much. One of the reasons why I'm not doing that this time around is 8 years ago, I was so forceful, you know, that it must be Buhari or whatever it is. 8 years down the line, people are saying, Uncle Jimmy, you are the one who said that.
Who pushed us.
Yeah.
And they see hanging around me today. If they ask me for money or for something, you are the one. So this time around, I think there's enough to go around to make an informed choice. I don't think we need to.
The law of France against itself. You can't come and campaign for anybody.
You can't come and campaign for anybody.
Yeah, the law of France against
itself. The question is that if you then say that we have to keep lecturing our people, are we then matured for this kind of democracy? That's a story for another day. Thank you very much. Ladies first. Ire.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Maromiton.
Maromiton. Thank you very much. Kelvin. Suleiman. Are you voting for my cousin? Yes or no?
Your cousin?
He has no choice.
I will campaign for himself.
He has no choice.
Okay. This is where we're going. This is where we're going to end it today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Dear Bomi. We'll be back on Thursday with Stephanie Agbaji and Pastor Ladipo. See you all tomorrow. Dear Bomi. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as